ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय। ॐ नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय। ॐ नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय। So I'll speak in English, although there are not many people here who understand English. Mixed group, Hindi, Telugu, Tamil, Bengali. Maybe at the end I'll speak a little in Bengali. Ami age angrejite bolbo, jehetu onek অবেঙ্গলিও আছে এখানে, পরে হয়তো আমি দু এক কথা বলব বাংলায়, দু একটি কথা। So the subject matter is the meaning of initiation, what it means to be a disciple, Diksha is described in Shastra. Divyam jnanam yato dadyat purva papasya sankshayam tasmat diksha iti prokta dishikais tatvakovida. Diksha is that process by which spiritual knowledge is imparted and all previously committed sins are destroyed. Thus it is known by those, thus it is said by those who are knowers of reality. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene noi, jai Krishna tatta beta shai guru hoi. Whether one is a brahmana by caste, or a sannyasi, or a shudra by caste, if one knows the science of Krishna consciousness, such a person is a guru. A guru means one who gives direction toward the goal of life. What is the meaning of life? What is the goal of life? So that person himself should know what is the goal of life and how to attain it, and should also practice it, not a theoretical teacher. But what is the goal of life? The goal of life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has pointed us toward that, that Krishna Prema Prayojan, the ultimate goal of everyone, is to attain their natural position of pure love of Krishna. এখানে ঘুমাবেন না কে, হরে কৃষ্ণ, এখানে ঘুমাবেন না। So our natural position is to be in the loving service of Krishna, to be situated in that. But somehow or other, since time immemorial, we are in this situation of not loving Krishna. So we accept the Guru who has himself accepted a Guru, who guides us on the path. First of all, what is the goal? We will find that should be ascertained. We will find many gurus. Bahavo Guruvo Santi. There are many gurus. But most of them, their main business is Bahavo Guruvo Santi Shishya Vita Paharakaha. Their main job is to loot their disciples, to take away their money. Durlabha Sadguru Devi Shishya Santa Paharaka. But it's very rare to find a guru who is not interested in taking away the money of the disciple, but is interested in taking away the distress of the disciple. Everyone in this material world is distressed. Everyone is suffering. The guru is one who shows the path by which we can become free from all suffering eternally. That is the same as teaching us the path of reattaining our natural position of love of Krishna. That is attained by the process of bhakti. Bhaktya sanjataya bhakti. Bhakti comes from bhakti. Prem bhakti, ultimately that comes from the mercy of the Lord and His devotees. But in most cases, that mercy is manifested in teaching the process of sadhana bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. What for? Atanta durlabha prema karibare dan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that extremely rare gift of Krishna prema. And then how did he teach that? Shikai sharanagati bhakatera prema. He taught that by the process of sharanagati, which is the very life of the devotees. So we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami all the understanding, all the tattvas of Krishna consciousness and how to attain it. What are we taking diksha for? What is the purpose? The purpose is to enter the path of Sharanagati, to be instructed in that knowledge by which we can become free from all suffering and situated in love of Krishna. So we may think, well, why do we need a guru? Anyone can chant Hare Krishna. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, regarding the chanting of Hare Krishna, that, what is that? Diksha Purush Charan Vidhi Opekka Na Kori. It's not to chant Hare Krishna, it is not required to take diksha. So then why take diksha? Chanting Hare Krishna is very easy. Anyone can chant Hare Krishna. But we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he personally did not, we don't have any record of him personally initiating anyone, but he instructed Rupa Goswami that in the process of devotional service, the first angas, among the 64 angas or limbs of devotional service, the first are tasmat gurubhashraya. The first thing is to take shelter of a guru. And Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam Vishrambhena Guru Seva. One should take initiation from a guru, one should take instruction from the guru, and serve the guru with much affection. So why is a guru required at all? You can just chant Hare Krishna. But even in chanting Hare Krishna, instruction is required. Although it's very easy to chant Hare Krishna, anyone can chant, but instruction is also required. Otherwise, if one does not have a clear understanding of why we are chanting Hare Krishna, of who is Krishna, and what is the nature of bhakti, then if we don't have a clear understanding, then we're certain to have a misunderstanding, and our chanting of Hare Krishna will not be on the pure platform, will not be on the platform free from offenses. Therefore, we will continue to make offenses, and what will happen? That bahu janma kare jodi shravan kirtan tabuto na pai Krishna pade premato. Due to making offenses, even though we perform devotional service, hearing and chanting about Krishna, even in many, many lifetimes, we, due to making offenses, we will not attain Krishna prema, which is the ultimate goal of that chanting. So, it is required to be instructed, to understand clearly who is Krishna, what is our relationship with Krishna, the conditioned soul is subject to many misconceptions. There are so many points on which we can misunderstand, because our natural propensity to love Krishna has become perverted. It is as if we are naturally attracted to Maya. We have a very strong attraction to that which will distract us from Krishna. And therefore, we tend to, we have doubts in Krishna. We tend to be attracted toward that which is not for our ultimate benefit. And because this world is the world of people who are dedicated to forgetting Krishna. Matena Krishna Paratasvatova Mito Pipadyeta Grihavratanam Adanta Gobhir Vishatanta Mistram Punapunas Charvita Charvananam. This world is the world of persons who have decided not to be Krishna conscious by any means, who have decided to leave their senses uncontrolled and enter into the darkness of ignorance and go on chewing the chewed, to go on trying to enjoy this material world, although it is proven unto be unenjoyable. So, we're on the path of bhakti, and at any time we can be distracted by gross sense gratification, by the promise of gross sense gratification, or we can be distracted. Someone will come along and say something which will implant doubts in our heart, that why am I doing this? People may come and say, why are you doing this? Why don't you eat fish and meat? Unless you eat fish and meat, you cannot be healthy, people may say. Unless you have plenty of sex, you cannot be satisfied, people will say. They will say, your guru is cheating you. He just takes your money. Or so many things. They will say that actually no such person as Krishna ever existed. Someone made it up. Can you prove there is a God? They will come and say so many things. They will say that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a Gaur, and when they find these simple arguments can't distract you, then they'll come with more complex ones. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a Gaura Nagari. The real philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he is the enjoyer of the young women of Nadia. And in so many ways, Maya will offer many, many suggestions as to why we should not surrender to Krishna. So therefore, we require guidance from Guru who will instruct us in the science of Krishna so that we can understand clearly that we are meant for Krishna. We are not meant for anything else but to serve Krishna. So, Guru's mercy is essential. We have heard this many times. Guru's instruction is also essential. One should learn about Krishna from the Guru. He's one who teaches what is the path of Krishna consciousness. One who teaches us how to understand Shastra. When there are doubts, then Guru is one who removes those doubts. Now, those who are taking initiation, Hare Krishna, Kata Balan. Those who are taking initiation, they should not be very doubtful. They should basically be faithful. Shuddhavan jan hoy bhakti adhikar. They should basically be faithful. They shouldn't have many doubts. They should basically have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am His eternal servant. I am meant to serve Him. The process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the best process to revive our dormant Krishna consciousness. And our guru and gurus, they are competent to guide me on the path. That basic faith should be there. If we have many doubts, then we should not be taking initiation. So even prior to initiation, we have to take instruction so that we can come to the level of being fixed enough that we can vow that from now on my life is not meant for anything else but service to Krishna. Of course, actually at this time, have the new neck beads been put on? It's been done already. Okay. So, of course, most of the devotees present here, they are grihasthas. So they have many duties. But they should understand that my only real duty is to serve Krishna. Grihastha life, that is there. There are so many duties. But my actual goal of life is to serve Krishna. Whatever I have to do for my family, for society, that is all temporary. Service to Krishna is eternal. So this is a very big topic. We have to go on learning throughout our lives. Not everyone will be a very deep in understanding or memorizing all the details of bhakti tattva gyan, knowledge of the science of devotional service. But everyone should at least those who are being initiated, they should know the basics. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is to Krishna that we have to surrender, not any demigod. Guru is the representative of Krishna. He is not directly Krishna himself. All these points should be clearly understood. Life is not meant for sense gratification. Life is meant for living simply and maximizing our time and energy for engaging in devotional service. So all these basic points should be understood. Go on understanding, go on hearing. Hare Krishna.